The Enemy of the Fairies. The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart. Translated by Amelie Bischoff. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop, or Plop if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi. People call me Maine, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse. Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I am the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I am also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place where the most unbelievable things can happen. 1.
I need to borrow a towel, Maine said, and a hairdryer. My hair is soaking wet.
She had just come inside. On her way to my house, the rain had caught her by surprise. Now she was standing in the entrance, dripping. I found a towel in the closet while she took off her shoes and jacket. Pop was sitting in my room. She had gotten here just before the rain started. I had asked them to come over so that we could figure out a name. We have a secret club, you see, but we have not found a good name for it yet. Maine started drying her hair. It was not easy because she has a lot of it.
Why did you force me out into the rain? She snapped. We could have talked about that stupid name over the phone.
How was I supposed to know that it would be raining? I defended myself.
Do you never watch the forecast? She said sharply.
She was so angry, she almost blew sparks. When Maine is really fired up, Pop always teases her.
Hey, Maine, do you know that old song?
She asked and started singing.
Raindrops keep falling on me.
Very funny, Maine snorted, especially if you could sing.
And what do you mean by that?
Pop said angrily.
That you sound like a penguin with a cold, Maine said.
That is not true. Pop really is a good singer, but I could not help but giggle.
She does look a little bit like a penguin, not that tall and a little round.
What are you laughing at, you beanstalk?
Pop snarled. I almost felt tears in my eyes. It is not my fault that I am so skinny, and I could not even come up with a comeback. Then we each sat in a corner, sulking. The hairdryer was the only thing making a sound, and it was pouring down outside. What a day. I had a sneaking feeling that all of it was my fault. I was the one who had asked them to come here. What could I do to save the day?
I have an idea, I said after a while.
It would be a good idea for Maine to apologise,